Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you heard this, but did you hear about Chris Kyle?
Chris Kyle.
The American sniper?
I think I heard something about it. I'm not sure. I don't know the details. What's going on?
Yeah, well, Chris Kyle, he has been known or was known as the most lethal sniper in U.S. history. Oh, wow. He was killed over the weekend.
What happened?
Was killed at a gun range. He was, and this is kind of tragic, but he was at a gun range in Texas, and him and his neighbor were, he did a lot of work, Chris Kyle, with military veterans that came back from the war that had a post-traumatic stress disorder. And so he would, you know, help them out and kind of mentor them, and he would bring them out to the range to, you know, get them, you know, shooting and type stuff familiar with. Well, apparently one of these war veterans allegedly snapped and wound up shooting Chris and his friend that was out there with him.
What?
And yes, and it's just tragic. This just happened over the weekend. It just happened. This is a decorated, I mean, this is a hero. This Chris Kyle is a hero. He was responsible. First of all, he was an elite team 3 of the SEAL. He was a Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 bronze stars. He did 4 tours of duty in Iraq.
Wow.
He is responsible, he says, for, in his book, 255 kill shots in the military. The military credits him with 160. They say he's the most lethal, was the most lethal sniper in American history. He wrote an autobiography about it. And in fact, he was so good at what he did that the Iraqi insurgents put a $20,000 bounty on his head. And so you think about it, it's just a tragedy of all the ways to go. You know, he started a foundation, a nonprofit foundation to, you know, to help these war veterans out. And Travis Cox, who's director, says that Chris died doing what filled his heart with passion, saving soldiers struggling with the fight to overcome PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of just brings that whole, you know, situation to light right now, because we have so many veterans that are coming back with you know, this post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out for Chris Kyle and his family and his friend, Chad Litterfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we say thank you. You know, this is a great American hero,
yeah.
A defender of freedom, you know, is willing to go 4 times out there to Iraq, and, you know, our prayers go out to him. But, you know, we also need to pray for our military. We need to pray for our veterans. You know, a new Department of a Veteran Affairs study just came out, and it shows that the toll of suicide on veterans is even higher than previously suspected. Listen to this. U.S. military veterans commit suicide every 65 minutes on average, according to this recent study. And it was believed that it was like 18 service members, former service members, would kill themselves each day. But now that rate is up to 22. 22.
Wow.
And you look at our soldiers that they're fighting overseas. They're defending freedom. What this study continues to say, that more active duty soldiers die from suicide than combat. Last year, recording a record-setting number of 349 members of the armed forces took their own lives. This is according to the military in the New York Daily News. And we got to remember that these soldiers are on the front lines for us. You know, the things that they've seen, the war. Now they just, you know, took the ban off to allow the women to actually go on the front lines.
Right.
But you're talking, you know, Army. You're talking the Marines, you're talking about the SEALs, you know, and of course you have the Air Force and the Navy. And it's just like, this is very traumatic. This is very traumatic. So they're coming home and they're trying to kind of reacclimate to a different environment. Chris was known for giving interviews like that, saying, hey, listen, you have one different mindset when you're out there. And I've never served the military, haven't had that privilege or, you know, chance like that. But from friends that I've heard, and we have friends and brothers, and hearing some of Chris's interviews saying, listen, these guys coming back, they have to get acclimated. You're there for a tour. You have to have a certain mindset to survive out there. You have a band of brothers, and they say that their life, they feel like they're doing such a great purpose. Their life has so much meaning. They come back home and they try to find meaning again, and they deal with all of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, it's very hard for them to transition from that way of life. I mean, we know people that's gone through that, and they have had a very difficult time transitioning back into regular civilian life.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't imagine what it's like, but it's tough.
And one thing that we should do as Americans and even as believers is to pray for our soldiers. Let's pray for them. If you're blessed to know a soldier that's come back and served and he's a veteran, do everything you can to help them out, find employment and reacclimate and introduce them to friends, even invite them amongst your fellowship and believers, take them out for a cup of coffee or something and really just pray for them and their families, because the families have the transition too. Here's maybe a soldier coming back home, but now he has a wife and children, and they got to, kind of reintroduce
coexist
the whole,
again,
as a family unit.
Yeah.
It's like, put that M16
right,
down.
Not a platoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I always try to, if I'm with my sons, out somewhere and we see a soldier or see someone in fatigues, always love to go up to them and shake their hand and try to instill that in my sons, that appreciation of honor and service and to thank, soldiers that have fought for our freedom. Because think about it. These soldiers are fighting for us so that they're defending our Constitution. They're defending freedom.
Right, exactly.
And they're fighting a war oftentimes overseas so that a war hasn't been fought here in our own country, outside of, terrorist attacks that have occurred. But, America's been pretty blessed not to be fighting a war in downtown Main Street somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that and just to make sure we give our shout outs and our prayers and our support to all of the military. We say a great hearty thank you and appreciation for you for everything you've done. And we continue to lift up the Chris Kyle family and Chad Littlefield family. And we thank you for your service.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.